Good morning, Destructor. How are you?
Good, you?
Fine, fine, thanks. My friend, you know, you won the Gold Glove in American League first base 2 years in a row. When, you know, the real people are watching the game from the field, you know, coaches and managers, all the other teams were the one picking. Now, you know, very strange year last year, shortened season. Now the computers determine that who is the Gold Glover. How much has motivated you knowing that that you could be the best first baseman in baseball again?
Yeah, you know, I think both Chappie and I hold ourselves to, you know, Gold Glove standard defense. For neither of us to get it last year, it's obviously going to motivate us. Not to take anything away from the guys who ended up with the award, but you know, I think at the beginning of every year, we're looking at it expecting to go win the Gold Glove at the end of the year, and that's what we're going to try to do this year.
What are some of the things that you do during the winter to keep yourself in, or get yourself in shape again for another season?
You know, it's just going on 10 years for me of minor league or big league ball. So, you know, at this point, I got a pretty good idea of what I need to get myself ready and the amount of time I need for each thing. And you just go about your off season the way that works for you personally and you know, what you got to do to show up ready.
Thank you.
Matt.
Hey Matt, what was your impression of some of the, just watching some of the moves that were made during the off season, especially toward the end, right, as you guys were getting here, and what do you think of the group that you have in camp right now?
Yeah, man, we got a great team again. It happened a little later, seems like, but, you know, we got a ton of guys back who we had last year. You know, obviously we didn't bring back Simeon and, you know, people were talking about that, but, you know, I think it allowed us to go do some other things, and the guys that we're bringing in, the new faces, Rosenthal, Andrews, Moreland, getting Jed back, you know, a lot of veteran guys who have been around a lot. And, you know, I think it's perfect for what we have here. You know, even though we have a lot of the same guys, we are kind of a younger core, and to kind of add those little veteran pieces will be big.
When you kind of looked back at your season last year, how much did you evaluate, look into what went into some of the hitting numbers? Did you come away with anything that you could kind of pinpoint and work on this offseason?
Yeah, there were definitely things wrong with the swing that I was going out there with every day. You know, to put it bluntly, I stunk last year, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't think that represents in any way the caliber of player that I think that I am, and I'm excited to get back out there and go and prove that that's not the player I am.
As a quick follow-up, when you say there were definitely things wrong, was there anything specific that you could point to, or do you feel like you've corrected some of those things?
Yeah, not to dig too deep into swing mechanics, but you know, I was doing some things, putting myself in a bad position, and my bat was a little too horizontal for what I like. Essentially got myself swinging around my body and rolling over stuff, and you know, just not able to stay through the ball long enough, and my timing had to be just perfect to hit one right. So yeah, you know, I got with Bushy and you know, was sending him video all throughout the off season and hit some things that we wanted to work on, and I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Martin.
Hey Matt, first off, congrats. I saw you got engaged, so congrats.
Thank you. Yeah.
As far as, you know, last season, you mentioned not, you know, liking your offensive numbers, and Chapman was out for half the year. And he mentioned yesterday how you guys are both kind of motivated in your own ways to kind of bounce back. And I mean, you guys were still able to make the playoffs and win a series. So how motivating is it for you guys, you know, to kind of get back to that, you know, combo at the corner and leading this team, you know, performing at the way that you guys both know that you can perform?
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, we've touched on a little bit, but we don't have to say it too much to each other. I know he wants to get back out and prove to everybody that, you know, he's that all-star type of player and that his hip's fine. And based off everything that I've seen, there's no question about that. And, yeah, me coming off the bad season, I want to come out here and prove that I'm, you know, the same caliber of player that, you know, I was in 2019 and that I have been in the past and that I know that I am. So, yeah, it's a driving force. We were lucky enough to still make a good run at it. And, you know, it's a testament to the team that we had. But, you know, with the talent that we have, there's still a lot of room for improvement. We weren't necessarily tearing the cover off the ball last year as a unit. So I think we're going to take a lot of pride in that and try to go out there and be one of the best offensive teams in the league.
Vince?
Good morning, Matt. Your setup is one of the most unique setups, you know, for any hitter. And from people on the other side of the fence that see that, they wonder why it works. And clearly it does for you, and it has. So as you've begun to prepare for 21 and talking with Bushy, what, without going over the top, the confidence that you still have in the way that you approach it and the trust that you have that you can do the things that you've done in the past?
Yeah, well, you know, that was actually part of the issue for myself last year. You know, I kind of started chasing, you know, positions that I wanted to be in the swing. And, you know, I took the feel and the timing out of it a little bit. You know, getting the time to kind of sit back and reflect on things this offseason, really digging into it is just you know, I do think it was a case of trying to do too much and, you know, as much as didn't want that 60-game season to affect me in that way, I think it did, unfortunately. And, you know, I can do two things at this point, either keep sulking about it or use it as motivation and try to put a better year together. So I'm going to do the latter of the two.
And what have you learned about the reality is last year in-game video was not available. It looks like it's going to be the same again in 2021. Now that you have that understanding, how you go about preparing your day to when you're in a situation during the game that you think like you can go through some keys that's going to help you correct that thing without the idea or the opportunity to look at it on video, you know, in real time.
Yeah, it's just, you know, getting more comfortable, more familiar with yourself and your swing and things that, you know, finding little subtleties here and there where, you know, if I do this, I know that means that I'm doing this and how to correct it. And not being so reliant on the video. And like I said, kind of getting back to just, you know, the feel and the true baseball player mentality. And, you know, in a way it's good. It is a little bit of a change not having the video, but it's what we got. Everybody's doing it and you got to adjust.
Jess.
Hey, Matt. Congrats on your engagement. You spoke about the Gold Glove and everything. You and Chappie are actually in early kind of talks, whispers, if you will, for the 2021 AL MVP race. So when you hear that your name's involved in that conversation, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it's early, but it's good. It's good. I think, you know, it's not shocking to either one of us. I think, you know, we do have confidence in ourselves and confidence in each other, but, you know, it's a long year. A lot of things can happen. It's good to be thrown around in the running for it, but there's a lot of baseball to be played.
Matt?
You guys obviously went through all of last season under the health and safety protocols and did the summer camp and everything. Coming into the spring and the early going, is there anything that you've noticed that's different or new, or does it feel like sort of more of the same stuff?
Yeah, no, it feels pretty similar. Obviously a little different because we're here in Arizona with the protocols and, you know, we were in Oakland for the spring 2.0 last year. So it is weird being here and having some different things, but no, for the most part, it's good. We're spacing out workouts a little bit and obviously not trying to gather in one area and everything, but for the most part, pretty similar to last year. Everybody just needs to take care of themselves and do the right things off the field. And, you know, we're going to do the right things here. So hopefully we can avoid any hiccups and keep this thing rolling.
And Elvis Andrews is a guy that you've seen a lot from the other side, but what was it like just being on the field with him yesterday and doing some infield work?
Yeah, it was good. We hit in the cage in the same group, and you know, it's cool to play against a guy for so long. Obviously, someone who's had such a long and good career, to have him over on our side and watch the way he works and being able to pick his brain now, it's going to be good. It's going to be big for us. It's going to be a different perspective, and excited to play with him.
Vince.
Matt, you're part of a couple of a one and dones getting into the postseason after really successful regular years. You survived the can the A's win an elimination game on more than one occasion last year. You won a series and got to the Astros. How does that help build the foundation of the idea of trying to get it to the, you know, to the ultimate step of getting to the World Series?
Yeah, well, we're working our way to it, I guess. It's been unfortunate the way that we've gone out the past few years, especially with the teams that we've had. But, you know, each year that goes by, we get a little bit more, experience under the belt. And, you know, you can't take that away. That's just going to make us better when it comes time. A little shift around, but we got just as good of a team this year. Like I said, we weren't necessarily killing the baseball last year and still made it to where we were. So, I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and hopefully that's the difference between where we ended and World Series.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.